Welcome to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. This is episode 24 and a half. Hey, welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is episode 24 and a half, your bonus episode for the month of July. I just want to say thank you guys so much for joining me once again for yet another episode. And as we all know, your mindset is the most important part of this entrepreneurial journey. So, with that being said, I am super excited to welcome back to the show Mike Margolis of the Mental Training Inc. Mike is back to explain more about the Mental app as discussed last week.
Let's jump into the Mental app. When we were wrapping up the last time, we had the opportunity to kind of have a post-interview discussion there, and you were explaining to me the Mental app, which anyone can actually visit the website, the Mental app. Well, yeah, it's actually, let me correct that. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
They don't have, they can't get, I mean, it's a paid app. You can't just go on. You can go and look at what it can do for you.
Right, that's what I was going to say. The anyone can check out the mentaltraininginc.com in order to actually look at the app more in depth. But Mike is going to explain to us more about how it allows athletes or anyone to focus on their behaviors and their financials all at once. So Mike, please tell me more.
Well, the Mental app was developed by Mental Training Inc. in order to help athletes monitor their goals. It also teaches them some of the five core skills that we teach, which is how to stay calm, how to concentrate, how to play the game carefree, how to be motivated, and how to be focused. And so they needed a way for people to be able to look at that easily. And as the smartphones got smarter and the apps became more and more popular, they worked at how do we develop an app that our athletes could use on a daily basis to help with that monitoring rather than having to go to 10 different kinds of things in order to get that information or to record that information. How can we do it easily in one simple kind of app? And so over the last couple of years, they developed the Mental app, which allows you to do a lot of things. It teaches you those core mental skills through a bunch of videos and audios. It provides tools to practice mental skills for the habit development. So how do you improve your relaxation abilities, your awareness? How do you use your imagery properly? All of the things that we teach on a day-to-day basis. And it gives you it provides the tools to help you monitor your goals, how to journal, how to look at what could get in your way, which we call roadblocks, even how to schedule, you know, your events in there so you can look at it easily and you don't have to go to a calendar that says, I've got a competition on this date and then I got to scroll over to the next month and I've got a competition there. You can see a list of all your competitions. And then you get to put in your results so that you can track them for a good long time. We do some things. We're constantly looking at gamifying it a little bit. So you get some rewards if you stay on track with your goals. You get feedback. There's reminders. You can set it for, every day at this time, I'm going to check into my Mental app to record my goals. What did I hit today? A really cool part of it, and this is where we start stretching into not only for, and this isn't for just athletes. We're talking right now with a corporation that's looking at giving the Mental app to all of their employees. It's kind of a multi-level marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have their person at the top of the food chain, and then they have their downline from that. And so that person at the top of their food chain acts as a coach. Well, the Mental app allows you to form a team. So whether it's an MLM or it's a corporate environment where you have the head of a division and then you have all of the employees that are under that person, they can actually look and see, you know, they can check into the app a couple of times a week and see, okay, this person is actually using the app, they're using their skills, they're on track with their process goals. So we're looking at how do we reward behavior other than just looking at what the results are. Because if we change the behaviors, if we reward those behaviors and they consistently do the things that they need to do to be successful, we know in the end they're going to be successful in achieving their other kinds of goals. Their, you know, maybe it's a monetary goal, maybe it's a sales goal, you know, maybe it's a retention kind of goal. So it allows a coach, if you will, or a corporate officer or a head of a department to see what his team is doing and know who's doing what. So that's a pretty cool thing that I don't think anybody has done before. It's actually one of the reasons that the Mental App, they originally built it so that it would be available for on through Apple, through
probably Samsung.
Through the App Store.
Okay.
You know, and the same thing on Chrome, or through the Google Store.
The Google Play.
Google Play and
iTunes.
And iTunes, there it is. I only have a iPhone, so it's anyway.
I hear you.
So. And the reason that it's no longer available and now it's become a browser app is because Apple had this objection to having it be sold to 50 people at a time where they're linked to one person. It just breaks their rules about apps. So they had to redesign it so that everybody could have it available so that this feature, which we figure is a very important feature and is unique, available. And it does the same thing for me. All of my athletes are on it, and I get to look in and see how they're doing. Are they doing the homework? Now, it doesn't have a lie detector. If you press that you did something and you didn't, you don't get a shock. But it does allow you to. It does allow me to, you know, if people keep constantly following a behavior and they're not getting results, then they're probably not telling the truth or there's something else drastically wrong. And so it gives you the ability to say, hey, you're doing all these things based on my experience. You should be performing at a higher level. We got to look at what else is going on in your life. And, you know, we find out maybe that they're not working out very hard. Or they're doing all of the things, but now we notice that, oh, you're not making your cold calls. So no wonder you're not getting ahead. You're doing all the other things that make you look great, but you're not doing the one thing that's going to make you successful. So it allows us to look in and do that. And we've got some things in there for group messaging. You know, so it's a pretty cool jump in technology, especially for the sports world. But even in talking to some corporations, you know, they've never heard of something like this. And the ability to have their people work on behaviors easily, that's going to help make them successful.
Certainly. And Mike, just to kind of jump back, what I'll do, I'm definitely going to pin up, so anybody who is looking for us on Pinterest, Technology Equality on Pinterest, we are going to pin up what is actually there on the mentaltraininginc.com, which is a screenshot of some of the different pages inside of the app. And for instance, the M-Trends page, which you were mentioning, you know, in terms of their behaviors. It's behaviors such as, you know, something simple as, you know, their three core practice or aerobics or even washing your face. So the app has the ability to really track the nitty-gritty details of day-to-day processes and things that you're doing to help you build out this mental toughness while also having this broad oversense view of analytics and so forth that you can build throughout a team so that you can tell how your entire team is doing. That is really, really interesting. Yeah. To see the you know, both the small and the large of how the app functions.
And it's fully customizable. So those, you know, the thing you were alluding to, you know, do they wash their face? Do they brush their teeth? Do they practice the three core? Do they do some kind of fitness? All of that is completely customizable. So a corporation could look at this and say, okay, we want you to put in your individual things that you think that are going to be good for you, but we're also going to add these five things that we want you to do. And so maybe if it's a sales team, you know, you're going to make 10 calls a day. You're going to do your email, get all your emails accomplished within, you're going to respond within 24 hours to every email. You know, so we can put in some things, or they can put in some things that are generic to their entire team, and then also the individuals can do something that, you know, that's going to help them do those things as well.
No, that's excellent. Mike, can you tell us a little bit about the learning tab in the app?
Yeah, the learning tab is a series of videos and audios that are really quite sports specific, and not in terms of an individual sport, but they are for athletes. But, you know, I've been doing this for 35 years, and I've been working with athletes and with business professionals. And other than changing the words, there's no difference. You know, other than, yeah, one happens to be a little more physical. But so learning how to do relaxation training, learning how to do a mindfulness activity, learning what stress does to you and what it does to your confidence. These things are generic, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're an athlete or you're a business person. And so it's going to take that approach. You know, we've looked at for some corporations changing that for them specifically, and we're looking at doing a white label for a company and where they might invest in changing those videos, but we're still kind of looking at see how that would be for just looking at it from a business perspective. I'm sure we can do it. It's just a matter of investment. There's also a mental toughness assessment on the app that you can take like once a month, and it's the kinds of practices that we know that mentally tough people do. And it's just a simple checklist. You either do these things or you don't do these things. And so you can keep track of basically your mental training, what you're doing on a monthly basis, and it gives you a score and it keeps track of that score. And we can look at that and we can say, okay, this person, besides checking in and doing their overall, you know, checking in on their app, you know, on a daily or couple of day kind of basis, they're also really living these kinds of things. And so we have a score that goes along with that.
Interesting. Now, when the scores are being recorded, how are they being recorded? Is it something that the user themselves is just going in and entering on each one, or are there specific pieces that are recorded in other manners? Because I'm sure with the videos, it's just recording what it is that they're watching, when they're watching it, things of that nature. But how is the remaining portion of the data collected?
There are little tests that go along with it that are self-recording, and then the mental toughness assessment itself, you know, scores itself and keeps that score recorded in your folder, if you will, so that it tracks it. So out on one of the sides, if you look at that screenshot on the far right-hand side is assessment, and that's basically you see the score, and it's going to change. It's going to look something like what you see there. You know, it's going to start out low. You know, as they get excited about using things, it's going to go up. And then somewhere down the line, they're going to say, hey, I'm doing all these things. I don't need to keep track of them. I don't need to do them all the time. And then you see a drop in the score. And then coincidentally, you also usually see a drop in performance. And they go, wow, you know, I didn't quite do as well this month as I did the other months. And it shows up because I've stopped doing them, and I can see it visually, and my coach can see it.
I see. Now, when you choose to join a team, or when you become a part of a team program, is it customizable in the shareability? So in other words, if you are choosing to share pieces, or are you just sharing the score, how intimate is the data that's transmitted to the person that is overseeing? So in other words, for instance, with the screenshot that is there, one of the pieces that we come back to is washing the face, so, or brushing teeth, or, you know, the aerobics. So say you're not exercising and you're not recording it. You know, or if you are recording it and you're not exercising, it's going to be clear as day that you're not doing these things.
Right.
But what is the information that is transmitted? Is it the actual data on the transactions, you know, if we can call it that? Is it the actual data that's input into the app, or is it more just the percentage increase or decrease? What's the intimacy of the information that's transferred?
I mean, it transmits the percentage that you see there is based on a 7-day cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Not on a week, because technology-wise, it was too hard to just track things by the week. So it's by the 7 days. So you might be, you know, 100% on something for those 7 days. Well, if you're 50% on it, then based on what your goal was, whoever sees that knows that you missed 3 days or you missed 4 days of doing that, depending on, because you can set one of these things like, I suspect that brush your teeth in the morning is I can't see it on my screen, it's a 7-day event, because you would kind of want that,
it
right?
It should be.
It should be.
I think it says 4 days here, but it should be.
I have some things on mine. Sleep more than 3 hours at a time, 7 days a week. I don't make that all the time. But there are other things like, for me, where I've got on there a goal of hitting golf balls once a week, and because I want to start playing golf again. I haven't played in a long time, and so that's my way of just checking in. Did I go out and hit at least a bucket of balls? And that shows up, you know, that's only 1 day a week. So 6 of those days on there are going to be red, because I'm not going to do that. And then the 1 day that I get 100% is the 1 day that I actually go hit balls. So it allows you to customize it to the fact of how many days do you want to do this in a week. So, you know, whether or not, and I'm trying to think, if I go in and look at my athletes, I can see, what days they're kind of taking off. But again, you're not putting in confidential information into this. You know, if I'm a team and, you know, do I want to know if one of my athletes or one of my corporate people is brushing their teeth every day? Yeah, that's probably not what I want to see. You know, I don't want to look at that. I'll probably know it when they come to the office if they're not.
Exactly.
And, you know, you have to have some sense about what you want to put in there. The coach or the mental trainer or both are going to have access to all of that information.
Now, can you talk a little bit about the team toughness score and what's that based on, and how is that derived?
Team toughness score. Oh, that is looking at your whole team and looking at how they all reach their goals. So if you're working with it, I'll take it from a sport perspective first. If you're working with a soccer team and you've got 18 players on the team, and you've got some people that are doing their things at 90%, and you've got some people that are doing at 10%. You know, that's going to give you what that team toughness score happens to be.
Right.
And you can use that from a inspirational, motivational standpoint with your team, saying, here's where we are as a team. You know, we're at 54%. We have set a goal for ourselves that we want everybody at 90%. And so now you have, what's really cool about this whole thing is it helps people remain accountable. They're accountable in a team circumstance. They're accountable not only to themselves and their coach, but they're also now accountable to their teammates by virtue of that team score, because the coach is going to say, hey, this is what the score is. And I can tell you exactly who's letting us down. I'm not necessarily suggesting that that's the best way to handle this. But, you know, through peer pressure, you know, it's going to force some people into action.
Right. When you're held accountable.
When you're held accountable.
Up your game.
Yeah. And that's the way I use it with my athletes. You know, I tell them I'm going to be looking in several times a week. And so, you know, don't come into my office on Friday and tell me that you've done all these things and I've got, you know, that you did this 1 day a week on your mental app. Now, does that force some people into lying? I don't know. I mean, people that come to me for work, as I told you last time, are normal to exceptional. And I'm very selective about the clients that I accept. And I don't accept clients that I get a feel for aren't going to do the work, because that makes me look bad to other people. I want people to be successful. And if I have somebody who comes in and, you know, the kind of, you know, in a youth athlete, I've had some that are drug in by their parents, and they're just not buying into this. And they're only there because, you know, mom or dad's going to take away their BMW if they don't do it. Well, that's not a very healthy situation for them, and it's right. not good for me and my business. Now, that doesn't mean that I only want successful people, but I want people that are going to work. And because mental skills training is work. And in a corporate environment, this does help people, you know, helps supervisors look at their downline, the people that are under them, and saying, look, this is what we decided to do as a corporation. You're either with us or you're not. And if you're not, I want to know why, and we can have that discussion, and then we'll make some decisions.
Definitely. Can you talk a little bit about how it is that the toughness score differs from the team commitment? Because it sounds similar to me, but I'm positive there's a difference that I'm missing. Because of course, when we're looking at you know, what each player is doing, you can definitely see who's performing and who's not performing. But how does that differ from the commitment?
And I think that's what I thought we were talking about, but the commitment is really, it's kind of like an infographic that is showing you the percent change for people doing the various monitoring chart events. The team toughness score is taking that, everybody taking the mental toughness assessment and taking the average of what that score is.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's my fault. I was I thought we were talking about the two different things. And the same thing with the team learning level. That's based on there are five levels, I think it is, that people have to go through, five or six levels. So it's just an average of where everybody is. Now, the team only has to do that once. So eventually, everybody's going to be at 100% on that. Or they're going to be at a 5.0, because they'll have all gone through it. Or I would assume the supervisor would say, hey, why haven't you done this? Or on a team, basis, you know, that's the one place where people can obviously lie. I mean, you do have to go through the entire video, but, you know, it's an area where people could cheat. But again, you're going to see that in their behaviors down the line. So whether the team learning level is perfect or not, what really is going to show up is in that the team toughness score and the team commitment score.
The mobile mental training is the mental training app that I really feel trainers and execs and athletes need to take a closer look at and decide whether or not it's something that really could be implemented in their day-to-day just to help enhance your performance.
The app itself, you can access it from your computer, which a lot of times I find easy to do if I happen to be on. I do my check-in for myself at somewhere around between 5 and 7 o'clock at night. And so if I'm still in the office, I'll use my computer. But usually, hopefully by 7 o'clock, I'm home, or 9 o'clock. And I'll use the app then on my phone, and the app is just really easy to use because it's all touchscreen kind of stuff. And you know, as long as your phone is any good and you're hooked up to Wi-Fi, it's easy, because you have to be hooked up to Wi-Fi or you have to be hooked up to the internet some way in order to use the app. And unless you want to burn data minutes on your phone plan, you know, it helps to be on Wi-Fi, but it makes it easy. You can do it anywhere. You can check in. One thing we haven't talked about is the practice session. And so in that practice session, there's a relaxation practice that goes through that you can put your earbuds in and just go through a progressive muscle relaxation training session. There's a program, it's programmed in there to do gap training, which is a mindfulness activity. So there's some other kinds of things that are available on this that also make it kind of unique for people, because you can, it's got a timer for the mindfulness practice, because we try to practice that under a time kind of thing. So there
for habit development.
Right. And then there's an imagery list that you can customize. What do I want to visualize happening? So whether you're a golfer and you're visualizing a drive off the tee or getting out of trouble or whatever it happens to be, or you're a corporate person who, you know, I work through one of our projects that's working, we do an online mental toughness training for corporations and salespeople in particular, and I do the feedback for them. And so we employ visualization into what they're doing. So maybe it's making a cold call, so they're going to visualize the situation, visualize the conversation, visualize being calm during it. And the more they practice that, the better they get at doing it, and the more successful they're going to be with their call. So you can make that list of daily visualizations that you want to do as well.
Nice. And I do see that there's also online group training that's also included. Is that accessible from the app as well?
The online group training is...
The CAP program, MTI.
The CAP program is a different program. A CAP program, we have separate videos for that. It's a step up from individual work, but it's for mm-hmm. groups and teams, and that one's specifically for teams, sports teams, because it's CAP stands for coaches, athletes, and parents, and so we have three separate online programs for them. In that they get to use the mental app as well, and then they do we do a live monthly either webinar, or if it were in the Dallas area, I would go and work with that team individually. But that's a little bit different kind of program that they do get to use the app for. But it's a more extensive program. It's a step below the one-on-one work I do. But it's designed for teams.
Excellent. But it's still still accessible via the app for those that are in the CAP program. They do kind of integrate it into their training in some respect.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
I see on a daily basis how it's helping some of the people that I work with. I know that it's helping me personally. And when I first got hold of the app, when it first came out, I wasn't buying in too much. But Mental Training Inc.'s gone through so much work, so many remakes of it in the last year to tweak it so that it is very usable. And now it's something I do every single day. Oh, there's another thing. If you don't do something for like 3 days in a row, you're going to get a text message saying, "Hey, I miss you. Why haven't you checked in?" So there's that part of the accountability as well.
Nice. Very nice. I like that. Because I know there's definitely apps in my phone that I tell myself to check on daily. And they're buried
I've got,
on a page in a folder somewhere.
Yeah, I've got apps on my phone. When did I download this?
Right.
And then you look at it and go, I knew that was important, but, that app doesn't even work anymore.
That's so funny you said that, Mike. You just read my mind, because one of the big things I was thinking about was, you know, what happens when it becomes one of those apps that I don't think to check out? I'm going to fail out of everything. You know, I won't be held accountable because I won't be doing anything. No. But definitely I get what you're saying with the text message and the aspect of it where you are being reminded on a daily basis. You can receive notifications from the app. That's a great piece where you will be reminded to begin forming these habits on a regular basis. And is the reminder itself customizable at all in terms of when or where?
It's customizable in the sense of whether it goes to a text message or an email or both.
Awesome.
And I have to think about, I think the time is preset in terms of,
Your habits.
Your habits. I haven't had
probably the calendar that's integrated.
Well, it's based on how many days you've missed, and gotcha. When it will send you that message. And the messaging itself gets tired. So if you don't check in after getting two or three messages for two or three days, then it kind of shuts off to not bother you because it knows you're not interested, and then it'll go to once a week, and then eventually it'll stop reminding you because you're a moron. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Because you're not interested, and that becomes a different kind of issue then.
Exactly. Exactly. That means you're not holding yourself accountable for anything.
Right.
And
so, you know, it's about being purposeful in doing things.
Right.
And so many of us, I think, get away from that.
But I think that's because of the lack of accountability. And that's what the app is solving.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's so revolutionary, because we don't, many of us do get away from being mindful of the things that we should be doing on a regular basis. When it comes to caring for yourself, just taking that time for you, which is extremely important as an entrepreneur or an athlete, you know, in life, if you're not taking care of yourself, things around you don't tend to go as well as they could.
Yeah, but there are all sorts of things that we can do that you can put in that, you know, you put a little bit of thought into the things that you want, and then how do you build the habit for it? And you do it something you do every single day. And it, you know, the app will yell at you in a few days if you stop doing things.
Right.
So.
All right, Mike. You're awesome. I have enjoyed this conversation.
All right.
Enjoy the day.
You too.
Thanks
all right.
much.
Bye.
So if you are ready to up your game in life or in business, check out thementaltraininginc.com, or you can always reach Mike through our show notes page at technologyequality.com/Mike Margolis. Thank you again for joining me, everyone, for this two-part episode this week. And Mike, thank you once again. We truly appreciate you sharing your time and expertise with our audience. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.